Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kafhei. My name is Esther Tokayer. The Radak notes about this chapter that it is the first chapter of Tehillim to be arranged according to the alphabet. It is missing the letters Bet, Vav, and Kuf, although some commentators indicate that Bet begins the second word of the verse that begins with Aleph, and Vav begins the third word, or the second phrase, of the verse that begins with He, thereby being included. We also note that there are two verses that begin with the letter Resh. When a chapter of Tehillim is written according to the alphabet, it is to indicate a thoroughness and completeness of the statements and sentiments contained therein. We'll take a look at each of the verses with the explanation of the Radak. This chapter begins with David's name, as does the chapter before. It indicates that David wrote this chapter while the divine presence rested upon him. Le David Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. Of David, O Lord, I lift up my soul to you. The Radak comments that there are two ways to understand this verse, that this is a request for mercy, that we give our soul up to Hashem as a gift, so that our intentions, our hopes, our successes are all acknowledged as coming from Hashem, and that we will be in sync with his directions and intentions. In the same way that a merchant is dependent on customers for his livelihood, we are dependent on Hashem's goodness and kindness for how we will be able to live our lives and for the blessings we have in our lives. The second explanation is that we entrust our souls to Hashem every night when we go to bed. The Radak quotes Rabbi Alexandri, who states that when we entrust an object to someone for safekeeping, we give it to them in one condition, and it usually comes back to us more worn, more used. But when we entrust our souls to Hashem, after we have been through a difficult day, we are tired and need the rest. When He returns our souls to us, we are rejuvenated, rested, and ready for the challenges of a new day. Elokai b'cha batachti alevosha, al ya'altzu oyvai li. My God, in you I trust, may I not be disappointed. May my enemies not exult over me. I have put all my faith in Hashem. If he does not answer me, my faith will be put to shame, and my enemies will be exultant. Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu, yevoshu habogdim rekam. Let none who look to you be disappointed. Let the faithless be disappointed, empty-handed. The Radak comments that David is asking Hashem to answer his prayers so that all of Israel will be answered. He is their messenger. They are counting on him, and he is counting on Hashem. Let those who have no faith, who are empty, who therefore have no connection to you, God, or renounce you, let them be turned away from your benevolence. Terachecha Hashem hodieni, or chotecha lamdeni. Let me know your paths, O Lord. Teach me your ways. Here we are reminded of the request made by Moshe Rabbeinu to understand the ways of Hashem. David makes this same request. The Radak says that this is a request to understand creation and how Hashem interacts with the world he has created. This is the first step in understanding Hashem and our purpose in this world. The Malbim comments that a derech is a wide thoroughfare, the way Hashem conducts the world in a general manner, guiding principles. Orach is a much narrower road, a side street, that is the way Hashem conducts the world in a specific time or for specific people. And that may differ from the general guidelines. David seeks to understand all of the principles and all of the exceptions, the wide and the general, the narrow and the specific. Hadricheni ba'amitecha v'lamdeni ki ata Elokai ishi odcha kiviti kol hayom. Guide me in your true way and teach me, for you are God, my deliverer. It is to you I look to at all times. The Radak comments that it is only possible for a person to see Hashem from the perspective of a physical being in this world, and that would mean to see his hand in creation. David is asking for that and more, to be trained like a parent trains a child, to be able to see a little more every day, until he can come to an even deeper understanding of deeper truths, even if that final truth will only come to him in the world to come. David asks him to save him from the troubles of this world so that he can focus on learning the truth and seeking divine presence all day, so that his whole day, every day, can be dedicated to the pursuit of this truth. Zechor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha ki me'olam hema. Remember your compassion and your faithfulness. They are as old as time. The Radak says that David is actually talking about his own life, that Hashem had mercy upon him from his mother's womb, through his development, until Hashem has gotten David to this point in his life. He is the creation of Hashem's hands, and therefore worthy of his mercy. Chatot ne'urai ufsha'ai al tizkor, techastecha zechor liata, l'man tuvcha Hashem. Be not mindful of my youthful sins and transgressions. In keeping with your faithfulness, consider what is in my favor as befits your goodness, O Lord. David mentions two types of sins in this verse, chatot and pisha'im. The Radak says that chatot refer to sins a person commits before they are 20 years old, because until a person is 20, their ability to discern right from wrong is not fully developed. After 20, if a person commits a sin, it is a pesha, something done on purpose, b'mezid. David is here asking that God forgive both, the times his youthfulness allowed him to act in a way that would not meet Hashem's standards, and afterwards, if he committed any sins. That Hashem should remember David's deeds not according to David's actions, but according to Hashem's goodness, mercy, and graciousness. Tov v'yashar Hashem, al ken yoreh chata'im badarech. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he shows sinners the way. Because Hashem is good and righteous, he does not despise the sinners themselves, but shows them the way to return to Hashem and the path of righteousness. This reminds us of Hashem's conversation with Cain, when his sacrifice is not accepted and he is crestfallen. Hashem tells him, Im teitiv se'et, if you do good, you will be elevated. From the beginning of creation, Hashem established a way back when someone sins. Yadrech anavim b'mishpat, v'ilamed anavim darko. Kol orchot Hashem chesed le'emet, l'notzrei berito v'edotav. He guides the humble in the right path and teaches the humble his way. All the Lord's paths are steadfast love for those who keep the decrees of his covenant. For those who show humility and return to Hashem with their deeds, Hashem will ease their way in their repentance and teach them his ways. The Ibn Ezra elaborates and states that Hashem will help those who return to him become accustomed to this new way of life that has many rules, easing their way, showing them a wide and straight path to follow, where there is recognition that Hashem is master of the universe and that his ways create peace and harmony in the world. Then what is required of a person seems easy. When a person does not recognize it, every commandment, value, or standard seems overbearing, difficult, and absurd. L'man shimcha Hashem v'salachta la'avoni kiravu. As befits your name, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, though it be great. The Radak specifically states that this verse refers to David's actions with Bathsheba, that David is stating that his sin was great and asks Hashem to forgive him, not in his own merit, but because David trusts in Hashem and in his goodness. Too often, we do not seek to repair a wrong because we believe we are too far gone. Sometimes that is the case with people, but it is never the case with Hashem, who will always welcome a pure heart with open arms. Mize ha'ish yireh Hashem yorenu baderech yivchar, nafsho betov talin v'zaro yirash aretz. Whoever fears the Lord, he shall be shown the path to choose. He shall live a happy life, and his children shall inherit the land. The person who wants to be God-fearing should prepare himself, his heart, his concentration, and Hashem will make his way clear. At the end of his days, when his soul finds respite, he will have his reward, and his children will inherit the land. Sod Hashem lire'av u'berito lehodi'am. The counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him. To them he makes known his covenant. Hashem will only reveal the greatest mysteries to those who fear him. It is not enough to wish to understand the ways of Hashem, to seek wisdom. The person must already come seeking knowledge with a sense of awe as to what he is approaching and asking. Hashem has made a covenant with the souls that he will embrace them after they are separated from their bodies that house them, and he will reveal his mysteries to them. Einai tamid el Hashem ki hu yotzi mireshet raglai. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will loose my feet from the net. David states that he relies only on Hashem, and Hashem will save him from reshet raglai, the ties that bind his feet. Radak interprets the binds as either his sins that prevent him from achieving his potential and coming close to Hashem, or as his enemies who seek to destroy him and the rule of Hashem in Israel. From this point on, in this chapter, David is asking for physical redemption, safety, for a person cannot serve Hashem completely when he is plagued with physical threats. Pnei elai v'chaneni ki yachid v'ani ani. Turn to me, have mercy on me, for I am alone and afflicted. The Radak states that David turns to Hashem as an individual. Even though he is king of the nation, even though he has a great army to do his bidding, even though the nation looks to him for guidance, justice, and mercy, David only looks toward Hashem. He understands that his authority comes from Hashem. He understands that his salvation is not dependent on the strength or skill of his army. All of Bnei Israel rely on David. David feels the awesome responsibility of that dependence of the multitude upon him. He only has Hashem to look to be able to depend upon. Tzarot levavi hirchivu mimtzukotai hotzieni. My deep distress increases. Deliver me from my straits. David is asking for deliverance from the difficulties he faces so that nothing will hinder him from the service of Hashem. The Malbim offers another explanation, that the difficulties he has faced have cleared his mind and soul to realize what is truly important in this world. And now, the theme that the ties that bind David are recalled. Re'eh onyi v'amali b'salachol chatotai. Look at my affliction and suffering and forgive all my sins. Re'eh oivai ki rabu v'sinat chamas sine'uni. See how numerous my enemies are and how unjustly they hate me. The ties that bound David were his sins and his enemies. Shamra nafshi v'hatzileni al evosh ki hasiti bach. Protect me and save me. Let me not be disappointed, for I have sought refuge in you. Tom v'yosher yitzruni ki kiviticha. May integrity and uprightness watch over me, for I look to you. Pidei Elokim et Yisrael mikol saratov. O God, redeem Israel from all its distress. David here asks Hashem to redeem Israel regardless if it will be during his lifetime or afterwards. This chapter is at once a personal and a national plea to be close to Hashem, to understand his ways, to be aided in the pursuit of his ways, to be freed from impediments that hinder us from pursuing Hashem and what is correct and good, and to merit a final redemption. Thank you for studying together, Le'ivui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.